The Bachelorette this year is a weird one. It's a weird setup, and we're all just trying to get our heads around it, but it seems pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Well, when there's nice human beings on board, it makes a difference. Do you know what I mean?
True.
We've been advocates of every version of the Batchy, but I love this one because the girls are genuine sweethearts. They're looking for love. They're nice people, and it feels right again.
Yeah.
It feels like it's stabilizing this turkey of a year. Well, they join us right now, Beck and Ellie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Ready?
Yeah.
Aww.
Stop it. You stop it.
Now, it's two sisters biting for love in the mansion at The Bachelor. This sounds like chaos to me. Are you guys handling it all right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's funny watching it back and seeing yourself on telly. It's a bit weird because Beck and I, we've been saying, like, it just feels like real life to us. So to actually see it on TV, it's like, oh, it's a bit weird.
Hey, girls, traditionally, do you tend to go for the same type of man, like in the outside world?
I think traditionally, no, not at all. But for us, we have the same, I guess, wants of like the same qualities and values in a man. So, you know, you just want someone who's like a genuine guy, who's kind, who's caring, who's loyal, all those kinds of things. I think with Ellie, she goes for someone who's maybe a bit more of a blue-collar worker, a little bit more of a
She's giggling in the background.
You just like herself.
A bogan, you're saying.
You've just called your sister a bogan. Yeah, nice.
The bogan hunter.
The bogan bachelor.
Call me.
Nice. Girls, I want to know... you obviously, and you come across on telly as being very close already, but has through this process, do you reckon it brought you closer or maybe pushed you out a little bit?
I think it's made us even closer. I remember there was a point in the process where I looked to Beck and it was probably like 3 or 4 weeks in or something. And I was like, you know, I didn't know that we could, you know, become any closer or be even better friends, but we have. And it's a pretty special thing. Like, not only is, you know, I guess a show about love, but, like, you know, it's a bit of a special adventure for my sister and I to go on together. So, yeah, it's pretty lovely. I remember Ellie going off on her single date and I'd go off on mine and I'd be wondering, oh, what is she doing? I miss her.
So, aww, that's creepy and cute. Now, Jay touched on it before, but have you guys ever, like, liked the same guy before this show? Like, has there been one guy in your life where you've kind of had to have the conversation where actually maybe that guy's more suited for you?
Not at all, because I think the last time we were both single at the same time, I was a chubby little tomboy, so I wasn't even interested in guys back then.
Okay.
So are you, can I just ask two girls, because it's so intriguing being sisters and being on the show.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Yeah, it's really cool. But hey, just from, you know, I've got a sister at home and we share a lot together, but if it gets down to, you know, you girls end up being the last two, do you start to share your game plan and you know, reveal everything that's sort of happening?
I think they're going to be the last two because they are the Bachelorettes. Jane, I think you might find that they're not.
If there's one, you're basically saying though, if they're fighting over the one guy,
are they going to reveal their game plan?
Well, who's
going to
win?
Going to reveal the game plan?
Is there a seniority between the two of them? Is what you're asking?
Oh, our journeys were very different. Becky was really battling it up to the last second with who to choose, whereas I think I sort of had a bit of an idea from closer to the start. So. Yeah, it was a different journey, which is you know, interesting as well.
You've just lost 10 points for saying the word journey, but anyway.
I do like the idea, Jade's idea of where the contestants get to vote out the stars, though. And things could get really messy. Osher brings in his brother. Who knows what?
It's a whole new show.
Girls, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the very best. Your mum and dad must be very disappointed having two kids who are as gorgeous as you are and as nice as you are still single. And either that or you'll be just very choosy and you're hard to please.
Picky.
But either way, we're right behind you guys. Love you heaps and can't wait to have you back here on the sunny coast.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thanks. Have a good day. Love you guys too. Hey, Ruth.